Distorted View Daily proudly presents Tim Henson pretending to be an old horny woman on a telephone chat line.
Man, I can't believe I get to fuck my granny's cunt.
You get to fuck your granny, yeah? You want to be my grandson, huh? Fuck your granny?
Yeah. I love to fuck my grandma. That's dirty, ain't it?
No, it's disgusting. Fucking your granny.
Yeah, lean back.
I'm gonna lean back and I'm gonna stretch my legs. Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got them open there. It's spread open for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a straight shot. You know exactly where to put that thing, right?
Oh, can I force this big dick in my grandma's cunt?
Yeah, you force it. She's weak. What am I gonna do? I can't do anything. I'm an old lady with brittle bones, osteoporosis, you know. You could do anything you want to me. I'm helpless.
I'm gonna put you on your back and spread your legs.
I'm telling you, though, this is wrong. I don't want this.
I'm a punchline.
Who's raising you? This is not the grandson I know.
Oh, Grandma.
You're like an animal.
Oh, God, your fucking 74-year-old pussy is so good.
Thank you. Hold on. Your mother's calling. Honey. Hi. No, Jonathan's over here. He's having a good time. He's just watching TV. Oh, he's just watching TV. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I'm coming, you grandma.
Oh, you're coming in my... I'm sorry, I'll call you back home.
Freaks, it's Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. Coming up on the program today, the highest frequency female orgasm ever captured on tape. Plus, getting hangry and racist in the McDonald's drive-thru when Pussy Squirt makes the news. And can child murder ever be funny? Let's find out today.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Hell, you can shove anything up the rectum.
Christian now fears his flatulence.
You fucking snatch weasels.
Push F on my Twitter sheet.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, here we go. Hey, freaks. Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday show. Got a great program. You know, everywhere I go, which is nowhere, I haven't left the house in a year. But let's pretend I get out and people are talking to me. People aside from characters on the television. They're my friends. That's where I actually heard this. Everywhere I go in my house, I hear the television, and the television is speaking to me, saying, "The cicadas are coming. You're not afraid of some insects, are you, Tim?" I don't like insects, as a matter of fact. I'm not afraid of them. I just don't like them. There's a difference, especially fucking cicadas. Now, I know there are large portions of the country where cicadas aren't really a problem. Never even see the fucking things. And really, even where there are cicadas, you're typically not bothered by them because they only come out once every 17 years. That's kind of the cicadas' deal, right? They bury themselves in the ground for 17 years. They're alive. They're just chilling, eating and stuff. And then every once in a while, they decide, I need some fresh air. And they claw their way out of the dirt in mass, by the way. We're talking like billions of these fucking things flying around all at once. And they're not small. They're not like flies. They're like fucking VW buses and just as graceful. Like, they're apparently very awkward. They're not good at flying. They just run into shit. So they're going to be smacking into people, smacking into cars. You're going to be walking and just like crunching on them. It's going to be like a blanket of cicadas on the ground. I vaguely remember living in Columbus and there were some cicadas, but people have told me, it's nothing like how it is in Cincinnati. This is ground zero for cicadas, apparently. There's nothing really you can do to prepare either. I'm like, well, we'll just make sure to keep our windows closed. And people were laughing at me like, no, they're going to get in your house through the chimney, whatever. You won't have to feed your dogs for a good month or so, because every time you take them out, the dogs are going to find cicadas on the ground, chew them up and eat them. So I'm looking forward to that. You know how I feel about bugs in general, because I sleep with my mouth open. I can't help it. I snore. It's just one of many of my flaws. Actually, I'm going to get Lord Douche to record me sleeping at some point, just so you can see how fucking disgusting I look when I'm sleeping. Some people look cute when they sleep. Their eyelids are fluttering. Their mouth is closed, but they make little noises. That's not me. I got drool down my face. There's a puddle of it on my pillow. Mouth wide open. Making noises like that, I'm sure. Speaking of Lord Douche, Lord Douche did make an observation. I don't believe him, but he says, I sleep with one leg up. Kind of like my foot is on the bed, but my knee is elevated, and then my other leg is crossed over, resting my leg on the knee. That's how I sleep. I'll fall. That's not how I fall asleep, of course. At some point, though, in the night, I get into that position. Isn't that weird? The fuck is wrong with me? Anyway, so I just know cicadas are gonna be flying in my goddamn mouth. I need to get one of those malaria nets. Africa, if someone's listening in Africa and can send me one of those mosquito net things, that'd be great. Hang it over my bed. I've got a clip here for you of a dog interacting with a cicada. That noise, by the way, that's the cicada.
What you got there in your mouth, Peggy?
It's inside the dog's mouth.
Drop it. Drop it. No, come on. Drop it. What's that noise? Stop it. No.
Oh my God, those things are so loud. That's one cicada inside of a dog's mouth.
No. Stop it.
The guy's trying to pry open the dog's mouth.
Scout, no. Open.
Still in there.
This is what
I have to look forward to. I'm just going to let the dogs eat the fucking things. They're harmless. As a matter of fact, there are recipes. People eat the things. They're high in protein. They have fat. These fucking insects are so big. They have fat. That's unusual, right? I was reading one post from a guy whose dog actually gained weight over the summer. During the last, cicada infestation. Because the dog would eat its own dog food and then go outside and chomp on cicadas. Gained like 20 pounds. You know, I'm recording the show at nighttime. I took my dogs out to, piss and shit. And I swear, it's not in my head. I can hear rustling, right? Shh, shh, shh. Like, I feel like these fucking things are about ready to pop out of the ground. Horror movie style. The other thing I wanted to mention real quick is my mom got her first, she was supposed to get her first vaccine shot today for COVID. I'm excited because, as soon as she gets vaccinated, I can go visit. And I made the appointment for her, so I thought I would give her a call right now. Her appointment was earlier this afternoon, and I'm hoping she's doing okay. She hates shots, like flu vaccines and stuff, and it took a little convincing for her to get this. I actually had to make the appointment for her. I'm hoping everything went okay, and I thought we would give her a call and then, just see how she's doing. A lot of freaks have been wondering how my mommy has been. We haven't been featuring her recently. She's fine. She's not sick or anything. We just, we used to have her read Craigslist personal ads, and they stopped doing that. Basically, I have no use for my mother on this podcast anymore. Oh, God, I hope she's still alive. This fucking thing killed her.
Leave a message at the sound of the beep.
That's my brother doing a southern character for my mom's voice. Hey, Mom, if you're there, pick up.
Hi, Tim.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay, I'm fine.
Did you go and get your shot?
No.
Why the hell not?
I didn't want to, so I said, heck with it.
You fucking...
No, I went.
Okay.
No, I went.
I was going to say.
I went.
Good.
I almost didn't go, though.
Why?
No, I went there, and they told me what to do, go in the back there, and as I was walking back there, I heard all this yelling and screaming and yelling, and, like someone was really in pain. I said, oh, my God, what the hell's going on? And there was this one guy in there. I don't know. He must have been, like, a little bit, touched in the head or something, because I told this lady, I said, what is going on? I said, is it really that bad? She said, I don't know. She said, he was doing that for the longest time. And so...
Was this after he got the shot or before?
While he was getting his shot.
He was freaking out, like screaming?
He was screaming and he was yelling and making a big scene. And so finally,
what was he saying? Could you make out anything that he was saying?
Well, he was just going screaming and like that, And I said, "Oh my God!" I said, "Is it really that bad?" So he finally came out, and so he looked like. He was like about 30-some years. He said, I'm sorry. He said he had a little, he was, I think there was a little bit something. He was a little touched in the head. He said, I'm sorry. He said, I didn't make so much noise. That, I'm 34 years old. I don't think I should be making, oh, my God. And he went on and on and on. So it was my turn to go in there. And so... It wasn't anything. I didn't feel nothing.
Of course. It's just like a little prick. It's no big deal at all.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I said, what was his problem? He must have been afraid of shots. So the only thing I could think of, he must have been afraid of Oh, my God. So I said, oh, my God. I went in there, and I was walking. I said, I heard all this yelling and screaming. I said, holy cow. I said, I'm not going to get...
You are someone, you're on the show, by the way. I recorded this. I wanted to get you on the show and talk to you about this, but you're someone who you don't want to get the, you never want to get the flu shot because you got the flu shot once and then you got sick, right?
Right. Yes. That's right.
So when I first started talking to you about the vaccine, you're like, I don't know if I want to get the COVID shot because I got the flu, and I had to convince you I had to make your appointment for you. Hoping everything was going to go smoothly because I didn't want you to have any bad reaction. Then you get to the place to get your shot, and all you hear is someone screaming.
I know. I said, "Oh my God, I know it." I don't think I'm going to be getting the shot. So, and the lady that one lady said she didn't really say anything. She just made a face. So, when he came out, I looked at him, and he was, I think it was a little bit, there
retard.
Was
a, yeah, he was. Yeah, he's a little slow or something.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
The woman who actually, or the person who gave you the shot, did he or she say anything to you? Like, oh, my God.
Not a word. She didn't say a word.
What a professional. She didn't say one thing. How are you feeling now? It's been, I think your appointment was like 2 o'clock or something.
Okay, my point was it was at 2 o'clock, and the only thing that I feel right now is... I'm getting kind of chill. Yeah, get the chills, getting kind of cold.
Yeah, they say that's one of the side effects.
Other than that, I'm tired. I feel a little bit tired too. So.
Yeah, well, you're always tired, though.
I know it. That's true.
Well, I'm glad you got your first shot. You're somewhat protected from the virus now, which is good.
Yes. Yeah, there wasn't really that many people there, but. And even if there was, it went fast because all she did was just, I didn't feel nothing when she did it, so.
You should have started screaming, oh my God, you're killing me! You're killing me! What a show!
I know it. That one lady, I kept on looking at the one lady from the pharmacy there, and she just kept, she looked at me, but she didn't say nothing. She didn't say not a word.
She doesn't care. She's just doing her job, just waiting to clock out. Same shit, different day. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted to make sure everything was okay with you.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing this for me, too. But I probably wouldn't have never done it if you didn't do it, so.
Well, I need you to be around. I'm going to need I need to borrow some money from you is why I need to keep it alive.
Okay, how much you need?
Oh, $1,500 or so.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, I'll
just
send it to you.
Wire that right on over to me.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll let you go, and I'll call you tomorrow and see how you're doing.
Okay. All right. You take care, okay?
Okay,
thanks,
you too.
Thanks. Okay, love you.
Love
bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's so funny. You know, there's a huge meth problem in Ashtabula. 85% of residents are fucking shooting up on a daily basis. Yet when it comes to getting poked by a clean needle by a health professional, people freak the fuck out. Ah! Of course, that happened to my mother. All right. Well, good. I'm glad she got the shot. Moving on. Oh, I do have some great audio to share with you. When it comes to sex and porn clips, I'm always looking for really loud verbal stuff, right? It's surprisingly hard to find. I found two great subreddits that it's really going to make my job a lot easier. First of all, there's a subreddit called Wet Sounds. That's really for a juicy, squishy, pussy and ass audio-based clips, I guess. You know, women fingering themselves or getting cream pied or whatever. Hopefully in the coming days, I'll share with you some Wet Sounds audio. The other subreddit, which is just great, really right up my alley, is Overheard Sex. These are people, creeps, really. Creeps who overhear other people having sex and do the smart thing and whip out their phones and start recording. This could be like neighbors if you live in an apartment building. Maybe you witness some alley sex going on, people in cars. I've seen a disturbing amount of family member sex, like my sister getting banged in her bedroom, or my parents left the door open. The description of the community is sometimes people get carried away during sex, and sometimes it gets recorded. I've got a few examples to share with you, of course. First up, just a guy and a woman having sex. Now, to be fair, some of these posts are labeled self-submitted. These are people just recording themselves having sex.
Yeah.
I think that's the case here. Because the audio is very clear.
You want me to come again?
Of course.
You want me to come again? You want me to come again? It's going to happen, baby.
All of my cock?
Yeah,
I'm going to keep sucking
cock.
It since while you're coming?
Fuck, yes, please.
Pretty good sex talk, but in a couple seconds, this is going to be taken to a whole new level.
Oh my god! 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah! Oh my god! Billy, fuck! Fuck! Yeah, yeah, yeah! You're gonna make me come again!
Oh my god! All the dogs in the neighborhood are freaking out right now. Is there any way to install a dampener on her?
The whistle's got whoo!
Oh, maybe that's it. The woman has a whistle tip installed.
Well, you want a whoo? It's that whoo whoo!
And you know, it didn't take long for her to come. That was like a minute into this clip. That is 19 minutes. And then 7 minutes in, I think she has another orgasm. I said at 7 minutes, she has another orgasm. You're killing her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's using a vibrator. That's cheating. Moving on, Mike wrote that a housemate left her door wide open while getting destroyed by a hookup. Most of the audio seems pretty, like, slow. Like, you know, you can barely hear what's going on. Not a lot of action. He's like, occasional grunt. Heavy breathing and stuff. And then for, like, 10, 20 seconds, things really pick up. You can definitely hear where he is pounding hard. And then it abruptly stops. Damn. Again. Bruising her pelvis. God damn. And then that's it. Yeah, it sort of starts like ah. And for the rest of the clip, it's just kind of this guy trying to catch his breath. He shot his wad, both literally and figuratively. Here's one last secretly recorded sex audio clip.
I'm daddy's.
A lot of daddy stuff. Daddy's making his little girl come. Well, what a fantastic subreddit.
More film me.
The subreddit again is Overheard Sex, in case you're wondering. Go subscribe. A couple more short clips and then we will get into the news. What do we have here? It looks like a fast food drive-through line is a bit backed up. I think the backstory here is that the McDonald's was understaffed. They're doing the best they can. One woman in line, though, is very hungry, and she makes that known.
Fucking Christ! Hurry up! It's not us.
Yeah, the lady's replying, saying it's not us, is the car in front of this screaming banshee. She's like, it's not our fault. We're just waiting for our food here. We didn't order much. Yeah, the woman screams a lot of obscenities, but then is quick to back down when called on it.
Hurry up, you guys! Fuck! What the fuck? I don't care!
It's hard to hear what the employee is saying. She's saying, you need to get out of the line. You're not going to be served now.
All right, well, here, hurry up. You're really late,
right? Okay, and we're stressed out.
Oh, see, now that's taking it to a whole new level, a very problematic level, a level that's not going to end up working out well for you. Now, you know that the two ladies sitting in the car in front of you are black, and obviously the McDonald's employee is black. I'm not saying all McDonald's employees are black. I mean, obviously they are, right? No, but I mean, you saw the woman hanging out of the drive-thru window as she was screaming. So you know there are some black people around. Why would you say the N-word right in front of them? I mean, she's that hungry. She just doesn't care. I wonder if that's a legal defense that could possibly work. I suffer from hunger-induced racism. You know, people do get grouchy when they're hungry.
Did you say the N-word?
No, I did not say the N-word.
How quickly... She lies.
No, I did not say the N word.
No, you misheard.
No, I just want a hamburger. I'm just so fucking hungry. Please hurry up. I'm not saying the N word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about the N word.
I'm not saying the N word. I'm sorry about saying the N word. She's all over the place here.
I'm really sorry about the N word. I just can't help myself. I'm tired. It's a long line, guys.
I don't know if you could hear that woman. She's like, I'm cool now. I'm cool. Here's the thing. If she doesn't get out of line, I have a feeling she will receive the food she ordered with a few additional extra unwanted condiments. Spit, snot, ass sweat. You know they rub those buns up and down their crack. Lady, I would just get out of line and go to Wendy's. Speaking of ass sludge, John Sakers is back. We have featured him many times over the years. He is that weird looking vegan. I know I'm going to have to be more specific. He's the musician, and he records those annoying songs about how he will only have sex with vegans. His penis won't penetrate meat eater pussy. He's only interested in plant-based cunt or something. Here's a song called She Would Not Stop Sucking My Dick. And of course, there's a vegan spin on it.
I was with a woman last night and she would not stop sucking my dick. She said that my vegan dick is the prettiest thing she's ever seen. What is it about vegan dicks that is so great?
Yeah, this is one of his older songs. I think this was posted in 2014 or so.
She swallowed every drop.
You get the idea.
And just kept coming back for more.
Well, John Sakers is still around. And he's still producing disturbing music.
Hello, here's a picture of me inside a place where animals are being oppressed, and have a little duck on my lap who got rescued from this sad place and is now living in a sanctuary free from exploitation.
It is a cute picture. Cute duck.
We have no right to use ducks or any other animals for anything. Now I'd like to talk about what I am wearing. I'm wearing a white protective suit. I'm wearing a Roses Law t-shirt. Please visit roseslaw.org to learn about the Animal Bill of Rights. I also have a bicycle locker on my neck, and I'm locked together with other activists. I'm also wearing something you can't see in this pic.
Here it comes, freaks.
Can you guess? That's right, I'm wearing a diaper.
Ta-da!
Sometimes when activists are doing a lockdown to speak up for animals or to speak up for the environment, we go somewhere where we might have to be there for several hours.
You can't hold your shit.
So we wear a diaper in case we have to urinate or defecate.
First of all, I just think this is poor planning. If you know you're going to some sort of animal protest and you're going to be there for 8 hours, take a shit beforehand. Eat light. The pee thing, okay, I get. It's hard to hold your piss in for 8 hours. Maybe protest in shifts or something. I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to protests like this. Are they or have they ever been effective? I know if someone or some group was protesting me, it would just make me angry. And then the second they left, I would fucking torture the hell out of that duck out of spite. I just feel like a well-organized email campaign or petition going through legal channels or like politicians, Congress. I don't know. If you want something changed, laws and stuff, I don't think a bunch of stinky hippies all chained together with a bike lock is going to do anything aside from, you know, piss off the people you're protesting against.
Sometimes activists don't wear a diaper and they regret it afterwards.
I bet.
Rocky said, I didn't wear diapers in my lockdowns because I was too good for them. Then I locked down at Golden Gate Fields and felt the pain after being there for 7 hours. Don't be a tough guy. Be an effective activist. Wear a diaper.
Oh.
What time is it?
Diaper time.
What time is it?
Diaper time.
What? The internet was just a bad idea, wasn't it?
What time is it?
Diaper time. It's diaper time. Look the fuck out. Shit's about to go down. There is no doubt. Activists mean business when the diapers go on. We won't stop till all oppression is gone. It's diaper time. Look the fuck out. Shit's about to go down. There is no doubt. Activists mean business when the diapers go on. We won't stop till all oppression is gone.
Keep doing what you're doing, activists. Accomplishing nothing and shitting in your pants. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. If you enjoy Distorted View Daily, please consider signing up to the Sideshow. That is DV's member side, where you gain full access to the entire archive of programs and not just a few shows. Close to, or maybe even more than 4,000 past episodes of DV. I've been at this since December 2004. It's quite an accomplishment. That's what people should be telling me, but they never do. It's just me saying it. I'm doing something really good here. More importantly, every week we do new exclusive shows just for paying freaks. This week alone, we've already done an exclusive show. That was yesterday's podcast. And then on Monday, we did an extended program. Sideshow Freaks got an additional 20 minutes of show. Tomorrow, I'll be doing another Sideshow exclusive podcast. It's a great time to sign up. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Again, the website is superfreaksideshow.com. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Thank you to all of my Sideshow members. You are the reason this show continues. And I can't forget about my patrons either. Another way to support the show, patreon.com/distortedview. There are additional perks over there. If you pledge $5, you get access to our special voicemail line. I also do posts over there occasionally, send out goodies, physical goodies, if you pledge, X amount of dollars, $20 or something a month. So there are different levels. You can pledge as little as a dollar, though. Every little bit helps. Thank you to all of my patrons. Patreon.com/distortedview. All right. Three very quick stories now. First up, I got to just mention this. Bobenstein tweeted at me a new story, and he's like, oh, my God, I haven't even read the story yet, but there's audio. And I'm like, ooh, I like a good, DV-worthy story with an audio component to it. I feel like if I would read this story, it might be as bad as the time I played audio of a bunny getting crushed. You know, the screams of a rabbit. It didn't go over so well on the podcast. Because apparently I have a bunch of pussy listeners. The news story, the headline is, I just killed my son. Upsetting audio as father tells 911 dispatcher that he beat his 5-year-old son to death with a baseball bat. So it's a father killing his son. And that's pretty much the news story. Now, you guys know I hate children, but I am not going to read a story that is just pretty much a father killing his son. I'm a monster, but I'm not going to do an insensitive reenactment. Truth be told, I probably would read this story if the father had killed his son in a more interesting, exotic, or unusual way. Like if he stuck an air compressor up his asshole and made him explode. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm only human. I can't resist a news story like that. But beaten with a baseball bat is just, it's horrific, but it's been done before. It's not that unusual. And, Bobenstein is right. There is audio of the 911 call here. I'm just going to play a second of it. I'm more interested in the demeanor of the 911 operator, actually.
911, what's the address to your emergency?
She's taking a very, all right, let's do this approach. All right, what? What's the emergency? Come on, tell me your address. I mean, I understand, lady, you take a lot of these calls. This is all what you do all day for your job. But for the person calling 911, it's kind of a big deal. Don't act like you're put out or bored by this, all right? 911, what's your address?
911, what's the address to your emergency?
What's the address to this big emergency of yours?
Oh, okay, and the phone number you're calling from with area code, please?
I mean, I get that these operators have to get the address and the phone number first. They need to know where they're going. That's the most important thing. Get the police or ambulance out there on the road. And the phone number is, if they need to contact you or whatever. I get it, but still, when you call 911, you'd expect that the first thing is, all right, what's your emergency? Let's get this show on the road. That really should be the first question. That's what these people who are calling 911 want to get out. Someone's been shot. My wife just fell down a sewer. Whatever. Oh, God. Okay. Address, phone number. All right. Come on, let's get to the good stuff here. The meat and potatoes, as they say. And, as the 911 operator, I would like to know as soon as possible if it's a real emergency. The operator has to get all this information first, and then finally is like, all right, okay, what's your emergency now? They're out of quesalupas at Taco Bell. They're running a promotion. They really should have them in stock. That's not an emergency,
And what's the problem? Tell me exactly what happened.
She really could be working at fast food. All right, what can I do for you today?
I just killed my son.
What do you mean you just killed your son?
See how quickly her demeanor changes there? 911, what's your address? And the phone number? All right, tell me what's going on. I just killed my son. What? What the hell did you just say? You did what?
my son.
What do you mean you just killed your son?
I'm hearing voices.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, we'll send someone right out.
How old's your son?
Six.
Where's your son now?
Clacking of the keyboard.
Dead.
Where's your son now? Does it really matter? He's not living.
Where's your son now?
He's dead.
Anyway, I decided that this would not be an appropriate news story for Distorted View Daily, even though I just did like 5 minutes on this thing. And I got to tell you, it just becomes kind of second nature. When I get a news story like this, I'm immediately trying to figure out how I can make it work, how I can get it in the show, what I would say about it, what I would do with it. Even though deep down I knew I'm not going to do this as one of the three news stories, but I was like, what if I play part of the 911 call with the happiest music I can possibly find underneath it? Now, just the other day on the sideshow, I rediscovered that Mentos jingle from the 90s. Apparently, there was a full-length version of the song, and I think it would actually work pretty well with the 911 call.
911, what's the address to your emergency?
I just killed my son.
What do you mean you just killed your son?
I just killed my son.
Oh, okay. Where's your son now?
He's dead.
Oh, okay.
I'm hearing voices.
Oh, okay. And what's the problem? Tell me exactly what happened.
Doesn't matter what comes, fresh goes better in life. Take it easy, you a fool.
You killed him with a baseball bat?
Nothing gets to you, staying fresh, staying cool.
It's a baseball bat.
Oh, okay. I want you to stay on the phone with me. And why did you kill him with a baseball bat?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it doesn't work so well. Good thing I decided not to read that news story. All right, first real story of the day. Today on Twitter, Amy Poehler was trending, and it's all because of a fake news story that Distorted View Daily was not bamboozled into reading several years ago, even though there was a lot of coverage. What the hell am I talking about? Well, Brittany Simmons, a 24-year-old adult performer, was allegedly arrested on account of assaulting five police officers after an altercation broke out between her and several clients. Simmons, who was reportedly intoxicated, attempted to resist the arrest by allegedly injecting vaginal fluid towards the officer.
Pussy juice!
For once, yes, Alexis K. Tyler, I am talking about pussy juice.
Pussy juice!
I mean, already, the story's too good to be true, right? I've been doing this show too long. I know that God would never give me a gift like this. A news story involving a woman squirting her twat juice at officers. If it were true, it would be one of the greatest news stories in the history of news. But I had my suspicions when I first read that line, right? Simmons, who was reportedly intoxicated, attempted to resist the arrest by allegedly injecting vaginal fluid towards the officer. As reported by World News Daily Report, which, again, red flag, that does not sound legit at all. This left two officers injured and three temporarily blinded. What does this have to do with Amy Poehler? Well, the mugshot of Brittany Simmons, or someone purporting to be Brittany Simmons, looks a lot like Amy Poehler. It's not Amy Poehler, but there are some similarities there. And for some reason or another, the internet at large rediscovered this old news story that's probably fake. Probably. It's most definitely fake, but I would like to hold on to a little bit of hope there. Yeah, and Twitter was like, oh my God, this pussy squirting felon looks a lot like Amy Poehler. As reported in the article, a spokesman for the Miami Police Department informed reporters that all five of the officers have tested positive for a range of sexually transmitted diseases following the attack, such as chlamydia, gonorrhea, and herpes, on account of being exposed to Simmons' vaginal fluids. knowing full well that she was exposing the officers to a number of sexually transmitted diseases and potentially HIV as well, it's considered that she used her vagina with lethal force against the officers. How could anyone take this seriously? You know what I mean? It's not how a police would talk to the press. I don't even think they would give out the actual STDs that have been spread thanks to the fluid. Yeah, and Officer Johnson here got chlamydia. While the credibility of the report has not been confirmed, seeing that a few websites have dated the story back to 2019, it didn't stop Twitter from discussing the same. And apparently there's one thing that all netizens agreed upon. Simmons allegedly looks a lot like SNL and Parks and Recreation star Amy Poehler. If you wondered why Amy Poehler was trending today, this is why. This isn't even Amy Poehler's wildest role, and it's certainly not close to her dirtiest joke. One user wrote, "What the hell is wrong with Florida? Florida man, a GQP, I guess, you know, the QAnon idiots, and now Florida Amy Poehler doppelganger stripper spritzing cops with lady lube." On the bright side of all of this, I finally figured out a way to actually be able to read fake news stories. You know what I mean? Because there are some really great news stories that I discovered that ended up not being true. They're super outrageous, and I would love to read them on the program, but for some reason, I want these news stories that I bring to you every day to be factual, real. I don't like fake stuff, and I don't like reading really old news stories. I have rules in my head about what can pop up in the Distorted View news segment. But this is kind of a loophole, right? I was able to read the fake news story because part of it became news itself. The fact that this fake mugshot looked like Amy Poehler, and then it became trending and everyone was talking about it today. I mean, it's not exactly headline news, but it's good enough for me. Second story I have for you today. Oh, this is a very DV-worthy story. It's fresh, right? It was just posted on April 7th today, right? And it was reported in legitimate news sites. This is exactly what I look for in a DV news story. Here's the headline. Home inspector caught on nanny cam pleasuring himself with Elmo doll. Oh, he walked into like a nursery, picked up one of the kids' dolls and masturbated with it. And, you know, the kids love their dolls, love pressing their faces up against, you know, the doll's face. Whether ropes of jizz on Elmo's cheeks. I love you, Elmo. Ew, what's that? A home inspector caught pleasuring himself with an Elmo doll has been charged with two misdemeanor counts in a Rochester Hills District Court. This all took place in the great state of Michigan. Kevin Wayne Van Leeuwen, okay, 59, was arraigned on charges of aggravated indecent exposure and malicious destruction of property under $200. Bond was set at $2,500 cash. The charges stem from a March 12th incident in Oxford Township when homeowners asked to have their property inspected at the request of the buyers. A nursery camera detected movement, so the 22-year-old homeowner checked her phone and caught the man in the act of masturbation. After he finished pleasuring himself, so, you know, he came, he returned the doll, the soiled, defiled doll, to its original place, soaking, dripping, wet. Just when I think I've seen it all, someone steps up and surprises me with a new level of disturbing actions, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard said in a news release. Oh, Michael, you have got to start listening to Distorted View. I will shock and disgust you on a daily basis. You will really grow to dislike human beings. When officers questioned the man about the incident, Van Leeuwen said he moved the doll to check an electrical outlet. But then he made incriminating statements and apologized after he was told of the nursery camera. Yeah, he's like an older guy, I think. He's at least balding. Older people don't realize everything is being recorded now. That's why it's always creepy old men caught in the act. They don't understand how technology works and how pervasive it is. You'll rarely catch someone under the age of 40 masturbating on an Elmo doll in a baby's nursery. They know it's probably being recorded. All right, Van Leeuwen is not allowed to be alone in a home that is not his. May not contact the homeowners. and is required to undergo a mental health evaluation. The news said his next court appearance is scheduled for April 19th before Judge Nancy Carnac. In a news release, Bouchard said this is a disgusting reminder to be cautious about who you let into your home. Actions. Well, I mean, well, what could they do? He's like a licensed home inspector or whatever. This is his job. Not like the homeowners, you know, weren't being careful or they did something wrong. The actions of these homeowners will likely prevent this defendant from going into anyone else's home. So, oh, I guess they're praising the homeowners for recording. Pervert. All right. Final story we have for you today. Check out the chapter artwork if you want to see the woman with the longest fingernails in the world. If you add up all of the fingernails, it's about 24 feet long. Yes, the proud owner of the world's longest fingernails, measuring a total of 733 centimeters, has cut them off. What? Now you have no identity. You're just some stupid woman. She says she will still be the queen, despite losing her long claws. What, are you going to go around telling people you at one time had really long fingernails? It's not nearly as interesting as, you know, showing them on your hand. Guinness World Record holder Ayanna Williams has been growing her nails for almost 30 years, and they stopped her from doing everyday things like washing up, you know, basic fucking hygiene. She has to smell lovely. Her ass must be just like a crusty cave, stalagmites, barnacles of shit, you know, years of shit buildup that she can't wipe. Can't use toilet paper or anything. All right. She could not wash up and she couldn't even change her own bed sheets. She decided the time has finally come to chop them off in favor of a new life in which she can do more things, but admits she will miss them. Speaking to Guinness, she said, "I've been growing my nails for a few decades now. I'm so, so ready for a new life. I know I'm going to miss them, but it's just about that time. It's time for them to go. With my movements, I've been very, very careful, so usually in my mind, I'm already preparing for the next step that I have to do to make sure that I don't hurt myself with the nails or break the nails. So I'm excited about cutting my nails because I'm looking forward to new beginnings." I mean, think about what she's putting herself through here. I mean, there are people born with no fucking legs. I mean, there are people that have real problems. This is all self-made shit. She chose to live life like this, where she can't do anything with her hands. She's got to be careful how she moves, because her curled up fingernails might get caught on something. What? Aside from being a world record holder in the Guinness Book of World Records, what's the upside to having fucking 24-foot long fingernails? There's very few benefits. You can get in the Guinness Book of World Records without having to go through this torture. I told you, like, my cousin is in there for, like, the most Funko Pops. Like, he has a collection of Funko Pops or whatever. All right, there you go. He's a world record holder, and he can wipe his own ass. He's not severely debilitated because of his world record. Before the cut, great-grandmother Ayanna needed between 3 and 4 bottles of polish each time she painted her nails, and it took so long she would have to split it over a few days. Ayanna's fingernails will go on display at the Believe It or Not Museum in, you guessed it, Florida. Despite being excited about being able to move about easier, she hasn't ruled out growing them again in the future. Ayanna got her world record in 2017 after taking the title from Lee Redman, who is still in the Guinness Book for the longest nails in history. She started growing these things in 1979. She dipped them in warm olive oil every day. I mean, see, there's a whole ritual, too, for keeping these nails. Dipping them in olive oil. And use bottle after bottle of strengthening and polish to keep them in top condition. She said, "It was just a challenge to myself to see how far they would go before they started twisting out of shape. I kept setting dates and dates that I was going to cut them, and I just couldn't do it. It's strange how they become part of you. I think my fingernails define me to a lot of people. I was known as the fingernail lady, but to me, I would have to explain to them there's really more to me than that." Lee from Salt Lake City in the U.S. had her place in the record books cut short when she was involved in a terrifying car crash and her nails were ripped off. She was sitting in the passenger seat when the car she was in crashed into another vehicle. She was thrown onto the road. The first thing I spotted was a fingernail, and I started crying, she said. She told a witness at the scene of the accident that her nails were record-breaking, and the woman went around and collected all the pieces of the nails, which Lee now keeps in a plastic bag to remind her of her time in the Guinness Book of Fame. Ayana said that one of the hardest things she ever had to do was going to the toilet on a plane. Yeah, very cramped in there. Every time she took a flight, she would not eat or drink for 24 hours prior to boarding the plane. What a miserable existence. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, I love to hear from you. There are many ways to contact the program. Show at distortedview.com. That's my email address. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. I'm all over social media at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Don't forget the Discord where all the freaks are hanging out. There's a link on the main navigation bar at distortedview.com. Use that as your invite in. It's a fun place. The freaks hang out, chat, watch stuff together, share DV-worthy clips, stuff like that.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Elise Comet calling us. I feel your pain about the whole DuckTales thing stuck in your head. For similar reasons, I've had I'm Too Sexy in my head in multiple languages for years.
Well, now I've got the Mentos song stuck in my head.
Including ones that were never...
By the way, did I tell you guys that I use that as a test of patience? On yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program, these poor Sideshow members having to listen to that song 2 days in a row.
Recorded on Earth, they exist only in the discography of hell. I'm Too Sexy in Sanskrit.
I'm Too Sexy is stuck in your mind. Okay. Remember I was talking about the Dave Matthews Band not too long ago? This had to have been, 3 weeks ago? Something like that? I still can't get that stupid song out of my head.
I just want you to call me a fucking cunt. So call Funky Monkey a fucking cunt.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Funky Monkey, you're a fucking cunt. Tim Henson of Distorted View says Funky Monkey is a fucking cunt. The twat stinks.
You go, Timmy Boo.
That was a freebie, by the way, a little bonus.
I'm listening to your January 15th episode, and you started talking about Jollibee. That's not even American. That place is from the Philippines. And
yes, but what I'm saying is they have locations here in the United States.
The spaghetti and hot dog, that is a traditional Filipino dish. The red sauce is a banana type ketchup.
What? And banana ketchup?
Yeah. Fucking Filipinos love that shit. How do I know? My wife is one, and she... Well, she's not too crazy about that place, but her in-laws love it.
Really?
Yeah, they got hot dogs, they got hamburgers, they got...
Spaghetti and hot dogs.
This dish called halo halo, which is like shaved ice with ice cream and red beans on it, and like...
I'm not a fan of like red bean or red bean paste.
Coconut shavings. It's really
that
fucking good.
That doesn't sound good. But the spaghetti and hot dogs, I think I might be able to get behind.
You might like it. Because everything there is like designed to give you diabetes and shit.
Well, sounds right up my alley. Yeah, I was wondering about that place, Jolly. What was it called? Jollibees. This was a while ago on the podcast. We don't have those around here. I think it's a West Coast thing.
You know what the difference is between a trick-or-treater and a Halloween party? A good Halloween party is one that you're too high to remember. A good trick-or-treater is one that's too high to remember you. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bop.
Yikes. Okay, thank you. Apparently it's open mic night on the voicemail segment.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Long time Sideshow freak and not so long time registered sex offender, Thelonious Fingers calling in. You recently, 3 or 4 years ago, when I left this voicemail, asked why we keep listening to the show, what we like about it.
Yes.
Well, honestly, I called in like 2008 and left a voicemail, and I just keep listening, waiting for you to catch up and play it.
Oh, that's
hey,
why.
Tim, love you. Come on.
Everyone is so weird today. Even their little comedy bit voicemails.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow member Rape Van Winkle.
right? Calling with a voice.
By the way, it is not a prerequisite that your call-in name have a reference to pedophilia or sexual assault in it. I mean, these guys choose to have that. That's fine. But you don't have to be like TV listener Peter Philia calling in or whatever.
Finkel calling with a voicemail war complaint. Edgelord Trash called in April. Yes, I'm still way behind, almost 9 months behind.
Okay.
But anyway.
And then this voicemail is like 6 months behind, so 9 plus 6.
Edgelord Trash.
I think that means he's referencing something that happened 15 months ago on the show.
Edgelord Trash called in April. Yes, I'm still way behind, almost 9 months behind. But anyway, Edgelord Trash. Shut the fuck up, dude. You're an Amazon driver, and you're pissing and moaning because you have a job that's gotten a little bit more intense because of the pandemic. Well, at least you have a fucking job, man. There's a lot of people that have lost their jobs.
Although, interestingly enough, did you guys see that report, that news story about how awful it is for Amazon drivers? Like, they can't take breaks, and they got to piss in bottles and shit.
And there's a lot of people who put their time and money into businesses, like restaurants and shit, and now they're like losing their ass from it. So fuck off and be grateful that you have a fucking job.
Yeah.
Fucking prick. All right, love you, Tim. Bye.
Resurrecting some voicemail wars here. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to help me? Show at distortedview.com. distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh God, is it? Oh God.
It's time for time.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I will be back to end the week with a Friday Grum. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrob Media Group. Learn more at scrob.net.